This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. It's smoky like a hickory pit in the West, with wildfires raging in California and Arizona. Hot, windy weather is making it hard for the firefighters in Arizona. Here's Mark Moran from member station KJZZ in Phoenix.
The so-called Lane 2 fire isn't especially big by Western wildfire standards, but the rough and hilly terrain is making it hard for crews to reach it effectively. It's threatening structures, power lines, communications facilities, and historic sites near the town of Crown King, about 90 miles northwest of Phoenix. The situation is far worse in California, where wildfires are burning almost a 500,000 acres. The National Interagency Fire Center says that firefighting resources are stretched thin due to the sheer number of blazes burning across the region, and that they're forced to make decisions on dispatching resources based on what's being threatened by the fires.
Mark Moran from member station KJZZ in Phoenix reporting. Bacteria aren't known to have a good sense of timing, and that's bad news for folks grilling burgers this holiday weekend. 5.3 million pounds of meat could be tainted with E. coli. Dozens have gotten sick already. E. coli can be deadly for those with weak immune systems. The meat came from Nebraska Beef Limited. It went into ground beef packages, including those at Kroger. The grocery chain recalled the meat and put details on its website. There's grim economic news just about every day lately. Now, some economists think it could get worse. Here's NPR's Jack Spear with the story.
The economic news of late has been pretty grim. Another dip in employment in June, with the economy losing 62,000 non-farm payroll jobs, a fall off in a key non-manufacturing index last month, and consumer confidence whipsawed by record-high oil prices. Put it all together, and Cal State University economics professor Sun Wong Son says he thinks things are likely to deteriorate further.
Clearly, the economy is being battered by the high price of gasoline, credit crunch, and the housing debacle. I believe the worst is yet to come.
Son is in the group that believes the bear market may have just begun. He says such down markets historically often last a year or more.
NPR's Jack Spear reporting. As Mike Pesca mentioned, the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest is this afternoon on Coney Island, something of a grudge match this time around. The defending champion is Joey Chestnut. The California man ate 66 dogs with buns in 12 minutes last year, becoming the first American winner in years. He edged out Japan's Takeru Kobayashi, who ate a mere 63. Kobayashi had won the previous six scarf downs. The rules are a bit different this year. Competitors will only have 10 minutes instead of 12. That was the original time limit, 10, when the contest started in 1916. That is your news of the hard and the culinary variety, all types of it, online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.